Welcome to Pop Culture Roulette for all your pop culture needs. We're America's podcast. All right, welcome everybody. It's a rare opportunity. We're back to full strength today, guys. We have Jeremy
Yo,
and
is that rare now?
welcome back, buddy.
it is Justin.
Yeah, that's me.
Well, it's not really rare. It's just we haven't had you in a couple weeks. You've
That's
had
true. We
some
missed you.
things going on, and we tried to soldier on without you, but apparently technical difficulties just get in the way. But
Well,
we also knew that you were hiding in a darkness retreat because of your intense sadness about Aaron Rodgers leaving.
I listened to last week as you guys were speculating. It was
Yeah.
nice.
Overcome by joy for when it actually will finally be done with this nonsense.
I keep listening to the radio, and everybody, like, it's interesting when you hear like the national radio and they're like, why won't the Packers just do it? Blah blah blah. And it's like, well, the Packers literally have all the leverage here. Like, if they don't have to trade him, he's under contract. He can choose to come play for the Packers, or he can choose to come be a clipboard holder, or he can not show up and not get paid.
I don't think he'll choose to play. I think he's done.
Right.
If a trade doesn't happen, it's gonna be like a Derek Carr situation where they're just gonna be
Or
like, don't come around here.
the Jets can finally just admit that they've so royally fucked themselves by basically promising the fan base that they are bringing him to them, that they're gonna have to make some sacrifices and trade what the Packers want. Because the Jets and Aaron Rodgers have given the Packers all of the leverage.
Yeah, some of the players too, like Lazard, even said he only went there because of Rodgers.
Oh,
So
I couldn't
don't know.
imagine.
What do you think it'll cost?
I think it'll be a one and a two at bare minimum.
No players?
I mean, if it's gonna be a like two twos or a two and a three, there'll be players involved. But if they really do want that one, like I think they do, because then they would have, what is it, a 13 and a 15?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, and then they could turn around and package the 13 and the 15 and go even higher. But, I don't know what's. You're the draft expert, so I don't know what's in the draft that the Packers would so desperately want that.
If they got both 13 and 15, I think they would take a player with one of those two picks, and the other one they would trade back in the draft to get more future picks. Because
But
I
I
could
mean.
see doing like a pick swap to 13, 43, and 44, I think they have for Rodgers and 15. So you'd move up two spots and get 2 seconds.
Did they take a
If
wide receiver?
this would be the year to do it, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Isn't there the dude from
Ohio State.
set? I don't know. Maybe I'm
I
wrong.
got nothing. Jaxon Smith-Njigba out of Ohio State. Quentin Johnston out of TCU.
Okay, so
Which
maybe
one?
not
I
Arizona.
said, which one? No, I can't think of. That's
The
all of them.
tall black one. I don't know. I was reading some article that slipped my mind about it already, but they were talking about some dude that they were maybe looking at.
I said they brought in Darnell Washington, the tight end out of Georgia.
Well, other than wide receivers, because they've let a couple of them go, and then I know, and tight ends, because they've let both of them that I can think of go. What do the
Only
Packers
they
need?
only lost one so far.
I thought they lost. Well, what was Mercedes Lewis? Was he not a
He's
tight
just
end?
he's he is he's a free agent. He's not with anybody right now.
Okay. He
But
needs to.
they did lose Tonyan.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously they need a tight end and they need wide receivers. But what are they? I mean, they need some stuff on defense, right?
They need a safety. Another cornerback wouldn't hurt if they're going to move Rasul to safety, which they should. Another, probably an edge rusher. With we don't know how long Gary will be out for.
And then I'm guessing, I mean, they probably need a kicker, but I wouldn't take a kicker until 6 or 7.
Or at all. They have Amiz Ramed, or Ramiz Ahmed, whatever his name is. He's a decent kicker. He was on the practice squad all last year and active for a couple games.
Oh, okay. Well, then. Because I assume that what's-his-name is finally retired, right?
Crosby?
Yeah.
No, he's a free agent, hasn't retired. Says he can, feels like he can still play.
Okay. Well, he's not coming back to the Packers, though, right?
Unknown at this time. Got Everything it. Waits for the big domino to fall.
Well, I mean, I just figured as an owner, maybe you had some inside information.
I haven't went to the meetings yet.
Oh,
been a little busy.
All right. Well, let's keep this sports train rolling, and let's talk about the bracket. March Madness.
Oh, I'm going to call this one the March Sadness bracket.
This was the craziest fucking bracket we have ever had. I mean, I think it's easy to, I mean, we probably say that every year, but this year, I mean, we had a 16-1, which has only happened now twice. A 15, which has only happened like 4 or 5 times, but a 15 made it to the Sweet 16, right?
Yeah. Because they just lost to FIU.
It's the first
FAU, whatever it is.
It's the first bracket in history to not have a 1 make it to the 8. Only the third bracket in history to ever have not have a 1 make it to the 4. And then I just read today, after the Final Four was set, it's like the first bracket that ever hasn't had a 3 or higher. Like, like it's the lowest seeds ever in the Final Four.
I think if they ever legalize gambling here, when this bracket comes up, throw like $5 on a 16-1 from now on.
I mean, I would have thought after Virginia lost that no 16 would ever win again, because then at that point, like, you know, UMBC just showed, you know, Virginia that it can happen. Like, it just showed the world that a 16 can beat a 1. But Purdue was like, hold my beer.
I had them going out in the second round. I don't know how far you guys had Purdue.
I
don't know. I just hit buttons.
I should have picked Purdue to lose to Memphis. But when FAU cheated to win over Memphis.
Whoa, you can't say they cheated. The refs got the call wrong. They didn't cheat.
Okay,
that was an officiating blunder.
Well, when the officiating blunder that cheated Memphis out of a trip to the national championship game, because, you know, FAU is now in the Final Four, and I assume the
they
exact
lost.
No, FAU is in the Final Four. I just
I thought they lost.
Yeah, it's I think only one team in the Final Four has ever won a national title game.
Oh well, yeah, it's San Diego State, FAU, Miami, and UConn. UConn has won one.
Right, they've won multiple, but
yeah, I don't think any of the other teams are.
I'm not sure Miami's ever been to the Final Four before, and I know FAU had never won a tournament game until this year, and now they're one step away from the title. And then San Diego State, I think they had said that was their first trip ever to the Sweet 16 or the Elite 8. So,
be some good games on April Fool's Day.
So, but it's unlike previous years with the bracket. Well, we're done. Everybody in the tournament is done. Pretty much as of Saturday night when Gonzaga lost, all but like 2 people in our bracket had no points available. They were locked in at what they were locked in at.
Yeah.
And then when UConn lost. No, not UConn.
UConn won. UConn beat Gonzaga, didn't they?
When Gonzaga went, no, whoever.
Was it Texas went down?
Yes, when Texas went down, the remaining 2 people that still could have possibly done anything lost all their points. So, officially, the winner of our bracket is Steve.
I don't know who is. Damn you, Scuba Steve.
Steve is the guy who runs my fantasy football league. I met him when I worked at that grocery store down the street. So apparently I can't. Well, I did beat him this year in the consolation game of our last place churn in our last place fantasy football. And apparently he's returned the favor by making sure he finished in last place by winning our March Madness bracket.
You beat me, Nicholas, by 1 point.
Yes, I was
I finished in 12 out of 13. That's because I've
yes.
been so focused on the NFL and the NFL draft. That's why.
I
That's my reasoning.
at least I didn't finish in dead last, but I might as well have. Jeremy, I think you didn't do terrible to start with, but
Did
then when
better
it,
than you guys.
yeah,
That's,
but when
everyone
everybody's
did
right.
better than me, but one guy. And the other two, if you want to count them for not filling out their brackets.
But yeah, so it is
Oh man, what an exciting
So
journey.
it is March sadness.
So
Super exciting, all these games.
I'm just gonna go ahead and say congratulations, Steve. I've already messaged him and let him know he won. I think based off of Steve's sense of humor, we could get a very weird topic. So I don't know what we're in for here. It could be entertaining.
Is he going to do all the work for us, like the last guy?
I doubt very seriously he will do the
Dang.
work. That guy almost won. Had Gonzaga won that game, he would have won, and he would have won the bracket the second year in a row. So that would have helped because he probably would have built the bracket for us again.
I could have got more points if Gonzaga would have won. All right, I'm in the
Yeah.
championship.
Yeah, I can't. I mean, the outcomes of these games, like, I mean, people had Marquette. Well, a lot of people in our bracket had Marquette going all the way, and they lost in the
Hundred
second round.
100% a homer pick.
I wouldn't say my pick was a homer pick because I genuinely don't care. I mean, I didn't grow up here. Maybe Jeremy's was a homer pick, but
Mine was.
okay. I, on what little research I did, I really legitimately thought Marquette had a chance. Yeah, wow, man, that was something else. That's been some crazy results and just some. Did I know we've? I can guarantee we didn't. Nobody bothered to fill out a women's Final Four bracket, right? Okay. Did you see that over in the women's bracket there was a fight broke out at the post game high five handshake line?
I did see that.
A girl from the University of Memphis decided to rather than shake hands, punch a girl from Bowling Green.
Nice. It's a
The
bold strategy, Cotton.
let's see how it pays out. Well, it paid out with her getting arrested and having charges brought against her for assault and battery.
Wow.
So
Nice.
the just future lessons for those of you who are younger and still playing athletics. Well, first off, why are you listening to this podcast? Second, don't punch people on the court. They could charge you with real crime.
Yeah. It's not like there wasn't a witness.
It's on national TV.
I mean, my NIT bracket is decent, but not great. That one I filled that one out.
I don't know if I've ever bothered to fill out an NIT. I know I've watched the NIT a couple times because Memphis won the NIT like 20 years ago. I was super happy about that. But
Wisconsin's in the Final Four.
yeah.
I don't even
Would
know what that
you?
is.
It's like a secondary bracket. It's like the losers
Okay.
bracket.
Gotcha.
It's all the teams that feel like they should have made the regular bracket but didn't
Yeah,
all got together and were like,
it's like
this is.
fantasy football, the constellation bracket. Yeah, you guys can continue to play just down here.
Now, here's a legitimate question. Would you rather win the NIT or go to the big dance and lose in the first round?
I'd rather win the NIT than get bounced in the round of 64.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But I've seen a lot of people argue that no, going to the NIT, I'd rather go, to the, because I'm in the big dance. Well, yeah, but you lost in the first round.
Oh.
Ask Purdue how they feel about that.
Wisconsin's the only Big Ten team still playing.
All right. Well, then, let's talk about some other stuff than sports. Any of you watching The Mandalorian? Caught up with The Mandalorian at all?
No, I
Nope.
haven't watched the first season of it yet.
Okay.
I have not watched any of this season. I've watched the other seasons.
We can get my dad on the show. He's watching it right now.
Special
Well,
guest joining us.
all right. Well, this isn't a spoiler, we can still talk about it because it doesn't. His a There was a an actor who showed up on the most recent episode of The Mandalorian. An actor by the name of Ahmad Best.
Jar Jar.
Oh, good. You do know him. I'm proud. Not as Jar Jar, though. As a Jedi named Khaled Beck or some Khali. I don't remember. I don't know how to pronounce it. But they gave him like, I'm not, because neither of you have seen it, I'm not going to explain what his character is other than he's a Jedi.
Not Jar Jar.
Not Jar Jar. No makeup whatsoever. Just
Jar Jar the Jedi.
wearing the Jedi robes. Like he didn't. They didn't even put like prosthetics or like Star Trek makeup or anything. Like an alien. He's just a straight like human wearing Jedi robes, swinging some swords.
All right.
So, kind of letting him redeem his Star Wars a little bit, you know. Because I thought I don't know what they're gonna do with this character. I could be very interesting. No, because I don't. That's as much as I can say without ruining what it was. So, okay then. I was hoping at least one of you would have watched it.
We don't watch things.
That's true.
Yeah.
I watched Friday night. Swamp Thing from 1982 and the return of Swamp Thing from like 87, no, 89. That's what I did this weekend. Yeah,
All right.
so. All right, staying relevant here.
Yeah. All right then. Daniel Radcliffe is expecting his first child with his girlfriend.
Ew.
Let's debate what he should
To his
name the child.
girlfriend or to the child?
Child.
Ah.
But I think we should debate and then require him to name the child what we determine. What should he as Daniel Radcliffe name his first child? Let's just also assume it's a son.
I'm gonna go with he needs the name of my Al. After Weird Al put him in his movie.
Okay.
He sold his firstborn child to Weird Al Yankovic. He's gonna
Oh.
name him Yankovic. Yankovic Radcliffe.
Oh, that's a good choice. Do you think he goes crazy and names him Harry?
No.
No, maybe Draco?
What about Potter?
Potter.
Name him Potter.
Severus?
I don't think it'll be any of the Harry Potter names.
You think he's going to sit down with his girlfriend and be like, here's the Harry Potter list of all character names. You are not allowed to pick from this list.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I would think it'd be some kind of normal. Because isn't she from the Midwest?
I don't know. I didn't look her up. I can look her up real fast, though. Let's see.
I think I saw an interview where I don't know if it's his current or past that was from like Detroit, Michigan area somewhere.
So it would be like Dalton or Colton
Because
or
he said he
something
was like
stupid.
I think he said he was a Lions fan
Okay.
from
Matthew, then.
his girlfriend, yeah.
She is from Flint, Michigan.
Okay, yeah.
Oh.
So it is Michigan. So
Yes.
what do they got there though?
They got lead in their water.
Any good Red Wings players?
Oh, I mean, you've got Steve Yzerman. You've got Steve Yzerman.
Paul Coffey.
Megatron.
Megatron,
I just said, I don't think Paul Coffey's played in like 15 years.
I mean, you could go Metal World Peace.
Maybe.
I mean, I know that, but
World be free.
given that the Red Wings have won a lot of Stanley Cups, I'm sure they've got more than like one Hall of Fame player. But I'm struggling with names right now for hockey players, so
That's not my strong suit.
maybe you go Flint Tropics and you go Jackie Moon.
Maybe they'll just name him Flint.
Mean, that could work.
Flint Radcliffe.
All right. Okay then.
Good
Like
speculating.
a
Good speculating. Nice job, everyone.
I know that unless I send you a trailer, you won't watch it. But do you ever
I
watch
feel like
trailer?
you're calling me out.
No. I'm do you watch trailers at all on your own ever?
Few and far between.
Okay.
If I see a commercial or something, I don't really go out of my way too often to look them up.
Jeremy, how about you?
If I'm at a movie theater
Okay.
or
So
TV.
may I'm hopefully maybe in the few trailers that I've sent you in the past that you've noticed this, but I've been noticing it a lot recently where like when you go to watch a trailer, there's like this mini like 5 second, 10 second commercial for the trailer before the trailer starts. Like it
No,
seems
I
to
haven't noticed that.
okay, it seems to be this new thing where they're like the trailer is about to start. Here's a couple of, like it's almost like a mini trailer for the trailer.
It's a pre-trailer trailer.
Yes.
Or Robert Tractor trailer.
Because of the nature of who I am, it just annoys the piss out of me. And clearly it hasn't bothered either of you since neither of you have noticed it. So
We just go with the flow.
I would
We're
be very outraged though if I did have to experience it.
All right, well, I'm going to start sending you trailers with this mini trailer on it, just to make sure that next time we talk about it, you're outraged.
All right,
With
perfect.
the pre-trailer trailer.
Perfect. By the way, did you cut out the part way early on when I said that guy was from Arizona and just put in a different school? That's correct.
Did I?
What?
I can try.
Oh.
Okay, perfect.
That's Ohio State.
Sure, yeah. Just have Justin's voice over mine. Ohio State.
I think you're asking a lot of my editing skills, but I will sure try.
Okay, well, that's no, okay. Don't burden yourself. I'm just kidding. We just cut it
I can probably do that.
Yeah.
out
And a bunch of this.
That's why I see I have to be more guarded about the things I just let loose. Who knows? I don't have control anymore, so I'm just gonna like sit back and really contemplate.
All
So I
right.
say so many stupid things. You would have no idea how much shit I used to cut out of my own doings. 'Cause I didn't like what I said.
Yeah, and since I didn't go back and listen, I did listen to a handful of episodes here or there, but I didn't listen to them all because I don't necessarily like listening to myself.
I rarely listen to them.
So,
Get
I mean,
off to that.
I did not
Put
last week.
that
Since we're on to talking about other things, I did finally sit down and watch Leprechaun 2.
Oh, yes, I
So
heard
that I
that.
could listen to Freaky Film Club.
What'd you think?
I enjoyed it. It was fun. It's not good, but it was fun. I think I agreed with your assessment of the movie. Like, I mean, it was enjoyable, but like
Did you
I.
watch it before you listened to Freaky Film Club?
Oh yes. Listen, this is where I get super weird about things.
Yeah,
There are,
this is where you get
yeah,
weird.
this. So, 80s flick flashback, Freaky Film Club, Interview with a Horror Virgin, Moving Panels, any podcast I have on my list that talks about movies, if I haven't seen it, I'm not listening to that episode until I've watched the movie. Unless it's a movie that I'm just never going to watch.
Jeremy, are you the same way?
Yeah, I feel that way too.
I don't really care.
Right, like, which is why I watched Swamp Thing and Return of Swamp Thing. Even though, like, listening to those episodes could not possibly spoil what were not great movies. I mean, they're, again, kind of like Leprechaun 2, fun, but not at all good. And nothing was said about them in the episodes that were on moving panels that would have been like, no, I can never watch this great masterpiece of cinema. No, I mean, if anything, it made it better because, you know, I don't, have you ever watched Swamp Thing, Jeremy? It is an early Wes Craven movie.
Cool.
In fact, it's he did a Burning Man technique in the Swamp Thing movie that you can clearly tell he perfected 2 years later when he did Nightmare on Elm Street. And in fact, one of the things I was reading said that while he was doing Swamp Thing, like something that, you know, things that were happening in the movie or just things that were happening around the movie gave him the beginnings of the idea for Nightmare on Elm Street.
That's
So,
cool. Nice.
yeah.
I'll check it
Yeah.
out.
So thank you, Swamp Thing.
And if you watch the version on Tubi, it's the international version. So there's a good 3 minutes of Adrian Barbeau topless.
Oh, nice. Even better.
Where if you watch the American version, they've cut that out.
Oh, okay.
For some reason, Tubi has the international version.
Tubi knows where it's at. Were you as crushed to learn that there was a body double in Leprechaun 2?
No, because as I was watching the movie, I was like, well, that clearly that's a body double.
I mean, I had my feelings at the time, but I just didn't want to admit it to myself.
Well, basically, this a good rule of thumb is if they cut from showing the face to just showing tits, it's a body double.
That's
Like,
fair. Yeah, that makes
I mean,
sense.
it's not a guarantee, but it's just a good rule of thumb.
Yeah.
Especially when you're dealing with that. Now, this is the thing that I didn't get in the mo and for Leprechaun 2, and I don't remember if you two talked about it, so I apologize if I'm rehashing here. Did they ever establish how old these people were supposed to be?
They didn't like come out and say it, I don't think, but I think they were implying they were in high school.
I think
Right.
so.
That's kind of what I was getting. You know, I was like, but then like the kid was walking into a bar, like both kids were walking into the bar, and the bartender, or nobody was like, hey, you can't be in here. Like,
Was
was that the 80s? Unlike, well, did they say, what did they say with classmates?
Yeah, but I
So
mean,
they could have been talking like college classmates. I don't
right,
think they were
it could
specified.
have been college, but yeah. But then just because I was in the process of building a cage for a bird that I inherited, I just went ahead and watched Leprechaun 3 as well.
Vegas, baby.
Better.
Better. It was also entertaining, but so I think I asked Justin this question. I don't remember if it was on last week's episode or not. None of the Leprechaun movies interconnect with each other at all, do they?
No, you guys did touch on that a
The
little,
first
but all
one and the last one.
Right.
Yeah,
Okay.
do.
and you said the hood ones are to together.
I
Oh
believe,
yeah,
right? I think
because
I always.
I kept waiting for them in the second one to like establish some sort of like continuity other than the fact that Warwick Davis was playing the exact same character. But I'm like, I feel like the some of the rules that you set in one, you changed and didn't follow for two, and then three went ahead and changed the rules again. So, like, I was just wondering if is it just constantly rebooting, or is it supposed to be in continuity? They just never talk about the other stuff.
It really doesn't make much sense because the first one, I mean, he is like in the well, so he really never should have come back in the second. And then the only thing that remains consistent is the Clover weakness. That kind of seems to go on throughout, like, but The Hood ones were on today on Sci-Fi. I watched both of them. They were these movies suck.
Do they correlate together?
They kind of do, I guess. But the first one is so bizarre. It ends on just a rap sequence. Like, there's no, it doesn't really seem like there's like even a realist ending. It's just like he just starts rapping, and like the dude is like possessed, and there's like a bunch of models that he possesses, and like he's just poorly rapping. It's like, how did this even get made? Like, the second Hood one's better. Back to the Hood, it seems to have more of a plot, but it's just like so weird they decided to do these.
Yeah, I think most of all, if not all of the Leprechaun movies are on Peacock. I'm double checking right now. But yeah, because that's where so Leprechaun, Leprechaun Back to the Hood, Leprechaun 3, Leprechaun 2, Leprechaun in the Hood, Leprechaun in Space, Leprechaun Origins. So 7 of them are there.
Space.
I'd like to check out that Return one, the one that they did that's supposed to be like a direct sequel to one.
The one?
Yeah.
Okay, so the one that's not on Peacock.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Might be like, I don't know where you'd find that. Wasn't it a Sci-Fi original when it first came out? I think that's where it first debuted.
Honestly, I think that is why most of them are on Peacock, because Peacock and Sci-Fi are related to each other now.
Oh.
Like kissing cousins.
Well, I think it's more that Peacock owns Sci-Fi more than. No,
I have the other Leprechaun on Vudu. I have them all on Vudu, actually.
Oh, is that? Do they still do? I think I just got an email from, I can't remember if it was Vudu or Movies Anywhere, where they don't do screen share anymore.
I have no idea.
No. But yeah, that's the only one that's not. It's on FUBU, but that's one you have to pay for. So,
yeah. And that one does tie into the first one.
Got it. Maybe they'll start doing them all and start tying them in, you know.
Yeah.
Show how they were really all together all along.
But the connections between one and the whatever the last one is, it's very weird. Like, so. It doesn't make sense why they're doing what they're doing.
Well, at some point here in the near future, I will torture myself and watch Leprechaun in Space.
It's horrible.
When things go to space, it usually gets bad. This one gets worse.
That has been my theory for a long time. I don't remember at what point in the old version of the podcast we came upon this theory that when a horror franchise goes to space, it tends to that's when it's jump the shark moment.
Although since rewatching Jason X, I am backing off of my stance a little bit on how I thought it was so bad. Like, I think it's a lot more clever than I used to give it credit for.
Yeah, I listened to that episode and it made me want to rewatch Jason X because I'm like, but did I have it wrong too? But nobody
is it better than Jason Takes a Boat Ride?
In my opinion, yeah. I think it's better than Manhattan. Yeah.
That one's pretty bad.
Yeah.
I think I just need to break down and buy like that Jason box set that has almost every one of them in it, because I need to rewatch a lot of those. It's been a long time since I've actually sat down and watched them.
Yeah. There was a cool reference to Manhattan in the latest Scream movie. They had it playing on one of the TVs.
Nice.
I have not had a chance to go see the new Scream movie yet, so I will try.
Have you seen Cocaine Bear yet?
No, I didn't get a chance to see Cocaine Bear because I was gonna go see it on that one Saturday because the wife had to work, but she was gonna. So let's peel back the curtain a little bit and get real for a second. My wife's grandmother is very sick. It's not going well. She had a pet bird. I now own a pet bird. Those two statements are absolutely related to each other. She no longer has a pet bird because I now have a pet bird. So we were supposed to go pick up Louie that Saturday. when I was gonna go see Cocaine Bear, but because that happened, I couldn't go. And then we ended up not being able to go pick him up because the weather was too bad to figure out how to move a cockatiel from one house to another because,
Yeah, this
well,
weather is shit.
because Wisconsin, you know, earlier this week it was 50 degrees and I was thinking about, no, I think I actually put shorts on one day. And then Saturday I woke up to, no, not Saturday. Yeah, I guess it was Saturday. Woke up to like 6, 7 inches of snow on my driveway.
Yep.
Gotta love Wisconsin. But anyway, so future reference, just so the avid listeners of the podcast, if you ever hear a bird, I'm not editing out. Much like I never edited, never had Jeremy edit out the dogs if you couldn't. But yeah, so I want to go see Cocaine Bear. I want to go see Scream 6. I want to go see John Wick 4, but I've just been so busy with other stuff that I
right.
have not that I've not had a chance. I, however, have watched multiple Leprechaun movies and multiple Swamp Things, so I guess I have had a chance. I just haven't left the house to go see a movie.
Yeah.
That's fair. I mean, I think, I don't know what, I didn't listen to Jeremy's opinion on it, but Cocaine Bear probably gets the stamp of approval.
Definitely.
Two thirds.
It's
Yeah.
fun.
Yeah, you both told, well, I mean, Jeremy and I have not specifically spoken about it, but I did listen to that episode. So, you know, you told, both of you have told me that it's worth seeing. And I am, it's odd that there's a movie that the two of you have seen that I haven't.
Yeah, that's a pretty rare occurrence.
Well, since I've been talking about what I've watched, what have you two watched in the last week or,
Oh,
well, for Jeremy,
everyone's
the last
favorite
month?
segment.
It's a reoccurring segment. This is like, this is a part of the show now.
Right, Jeremy, you want to go first?
Well, I briefly touched on the Leprechaun in the Hood in the second one, Back to the Hood. Hot garbage. We'll never visit those again.
You say that.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll watch them again. What else? I mean, geez, this is a tough segment because, like, what do I watch? It's just like a lot of background noise when I'm trying to play video games. I've been playing The Mummy Demastered. Which is a
What?
game, it's a tie-in to that shitty mummy they tried to come out with Tom Cruise. Well, I don't really know if it's shitty. I've heard it was shitty.
Yeah, I've never bothered to watch it. I like Tom Cruise and I like mummy movies, but for whatever reason, I just never watched it.
Justin, you saw it?
It's all right. It's
Okay.
not great, but for it's a Tom Cruise movie.
Okay.
You kind of know there's going to be a lot of action, a lot of running.
At some point, Tom.
I've seen a lot of Tom Cruise movies, I've realized over the past couple of days.
But you've
Well,
watched a lot of Tom Cruise movies the last couple of days, or you've just come
I
to
don't
that
got time. I've
realization?
just come to that realization.
But yeah, it's, the game is cool. It's like Metroid. You try to uncover parts of the map, and you do a lot of backtracking because there's certain abilities that you unlock, and you can only get to certain points once you unlock those abilities. So the game, I highly recommend. It's like one of those gems that kind of flew under the radar. Came out in like 2017 or something. It was only $20, so that's what I've been doing. I rewatched all the Scream movies in preparation for going to see the latest one. So those are a good time. I like those. A lot of those really hold up well.
I did hear you should watch the Screams before you see the new one.
Yeah, I'd say so. I mean, especially the last, the one that came out prior, because it's like it takes place immediately after.
Mean, I've seen those first three a lot. The fourth one, I think I only saw once in the theaters, and then the fifth one I watched as soon as it came on whatever streamer it's on, Peacock, Paramount, whatever.
I think I've only ever seen the first one.
I mean, I saw the first one in the theaters. In fact, I probably saw the first, well, I saw the first four in the theaters, but the first one, I remember going to see that in the theaters because that was one of those, like, that was one of the, that run in the 90s when, like, you had Scream and The Matrix and, so many other movies, that just were like mind blowing. Like, oh my God, I can't believe we're doing this. And like, Scream was just, it was, Like I went home and I was like, you guys, like you have to see this movie. Like it is a fucking amazing.
Yeah. One thing I watched just recently is a spoiler to an upcoming Freaky Film Club, and also a reference to you guys talking about me being afraid of chainsaws last week. Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Watched that again recently. What a solid horror film.
The original one?
Yeah.
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 I still haven't seen any of those.
You should watch the first one. It's like insane.
Right.
I can't speak ill of it. I know I've seen it. It's hard. I mean, I remember most of it, but not my favorite, but I definitely got why it reaches the iconic status.
Maybe I'll check it out one of these days. Let's see. I watched the Jared Fogle documentary because I like to watch a lot of documentaries. I went through and watched The Staircase, which is a murder documentary. And then I went and seen John Wick 4 and rewatched the John Wick movies within the last. Sometime within the last week.
A lot of the reviews I've been reading on John Wick 4, they're calling it one of the greatest action films of all time.
Wow, that's bold.
That's a bold strategy, Cotton. I think I might put this probably as my second favorite of the franchise. Maybe the
Okay.
first one is still the best, and then I might go four.
Are those available anywhere? Are they streaming?
The three of them, the
They're on
three of them are
Peacock.
on Peacock. We are just a shill for Peacock. If only
Yeah, lately.
we got paid by Peacock.
Yeah. Very nice.
Do you have that access to that, Jeremy?
I do, thanks to
Perfect.
someone that may or may not be in this.
All right.
I was about to say,
You're
do you
welcome.
maybe possibly re-need that, or
I possibly might.
okay.
Yeah.
I'll have to remember what the password for that is and shoot that over to you.
Thank you.
Terrifier is also on there if you
Oh
haven't checked
yeah.
that one out yet.
So another one you said I should
Oh,
watch.
I
Yeah.
watched a
Yes.
ridiculous movie because it had a stupid title and I couldn't avoid it. It was called Don't Fuck in the Woods.
Nice.
All right.
It's barely over an hour long, so it's super cheesy. And it's exactly what you, I mean, it's a slasher, and they don't bother really to explain what's going on. They just, some college age kids or whatever are out in the woods and they do some things that the title of the movie says you're not supposed to do, and a monster comes out and kills
The
them.
whatever learns.
Yeah. I mean, it's literally the title of the movie. You should know. Like,
Yeah. I walked past the DVD section of Walmart today, and like they have some really bizarre like horror. Like there's like one about Humpty Dumpty, the cult of Humpty Dumpty, and like one about the Easter Bunny killing people. I couldn't bring myself to buy them though, even for $10. I was like, I don't know. It's just not worth it, but
well,
I really
and
wanted to see the Humpty Dumpty movie.
you're like, there's other things I could spend that $10 on.
Yeah,
And a
like
lot of
boring
these,
ass collectibles.
a lot of these bad horror movies are probably streaming somewhere.
Yeah,
Like,
yeah.
is it literally called Humpty Dumpty?
I think it's called The Cult of Humpty Dumpty.
Yeah, it's probably one of those low budget streaming networks probably has
Okay, well
it.
here's the Curse of Humpty Dumpty 2.
All
That
right.
is on Tubi, so one would assume that the Curse of oh yep, the Curse of Humpty Dumpty also on Tubi.
Okay.
Yeah, so save yourself $10 just and fire up the free app. You'll have to suffer through commercials, but
Use that $10 to head on down to Quick Trip. Get yourself some chicken tenders.
my gosh. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Maybe a
When you
cinnamon
type in
roll.
Humpty Dumpty on Just Watch, it brings that up. It also brings up a movie called Adventures in the Woods, a sexy musical.
Wow.
Oh, okay. Is that like the Mockbuster version of like Midsummer or something.
It came out in 2012, so it's probably
Oh,
supposed to
okay.
be a mockbuster of like that. What was that terrible Disney movie with all the singing?
Into the
Lost.
Woods.
End of the Woods, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you could watch that one for free on Vudu, if you want to watch. The in the description of the movie it says it's Naked Glee meets Disney on acid.
Okay, that
All
doesn't
right.
sound so bad. Disney on acid.
Well, let's see if
nice marketing.
I have never heard of a single person in the movie. I mean, that shouldn't. Oh, wait, no, Ron Jeremy is Merlin.
Oh
Oh my
Oh, so I can only assume that means that there some of these other people
God. Oh,
might.
boy.
I mean, it's on Vudu, so it can't be too for free. So it can't be too X. It must be on the not rated side of things. But
Interesting.
yeah, so anybody got anything they're looking forward to seeing in the next week or two, or
Oh man, Justin.
I don't think there's anything coming out that I'm really excited about. I don't think I got any plans recent to go see any movies. No, I got a whole lot of nothing for.
Yeah,
Let's see.
we're in that
When?
really weird stretch of year where there's not like the summer blockbusters or the late spring blockbusters.
Yeah.
The new Evil Dead, when is that coming out? That's got to be coming out soon. I don't know. That's actually probably maybe a little ways off, but oh, how about this? The Mario movie. I'm excited for that, actually.
Oh yeah, that does actually look kind of fun.
April 6th, 5th, 4th, in that
Fourth.
general week.
That does look like fun. I,
Yeah.
unlike the internet, I like Chris Pratt.
I don't like that in the previews he doesn't do a Mario voice.
I'm fine with it.
That Dungeons and Dragons one looks interesting.
I do want to go see that one too, because it looks like it. The wife said to me today, that looks like it will be way better than it has any right to be.
It looks a lot better than the first one.
I'm guessing it has no relation to the first one.
God, I hope not. Have you seen the first one?
No.
Oh, Jeremy's nodding
Yeah, it's
along.
bad.
You've seen that
Yeah.
pile
Yeah.
with, I think, Marlon Wayans.
It's one of the Wayans.
God, yeah. Yeah, when I went and saw John Wick, there was a kid dressed up in full wizard attire.
My
He had
God.
the big tall hat on and the robe. Yeah,
It's awesome.
How old?
too old.
Okay.
They're too old to dress as a wizard.
I just wanted to know before we made fun of him if it was, okay or not.
Mid or early 20s.
Okay, so we can make fun of him.
That would be my guess. Yeah, not like a little 7, 8 year old.
Yeah. I saw something online today when I was flipping around. It was like, how many stories are told about you that you don't know about? Like, you were in the park one day, you dropped your hot dog, you looked around, you didn't think anybody was seeing, so you picked it up, brushed it off, and ate it. So, but somebody did see you and they're at home. Like, you're never
Oh,
going to believe what I saw at the park today.
sure. Yeah, that's a good question.
I'm like, man, oh, that is a deeply terrifying question at the same time. Like, what have I done that I didn't think somebody saw? And they're sitting around the dinner table, and they're sitting around the dinner table being, you're never gonna see guess what I saw at when I was at work today, or when I was walking around the park, or
I don't think I do too much. I feel like most people just see me and have a comment to say about my beard or my hair. Those are the general comments I get.
I did the Walmart grocery pickup last week
Convenient,
or
ain't it?
earlier this week, and I parked and I heard a voice and I had my window. So I looked over and it was just some random guy and his girlfriend. And they're like, "Oh, we love your beard." Okay.
Nice.
I don't know who you are. Roll the window up, roll the window up.
Maybe they were PCR fans.
Yeah, roll them up.
Maybe. They didn't say we love the podcast. They just said they love the beer. Yeah.
Can't blame them.
It's mighty. I saw that new Walmart ad. They finally showed the person coming into the house. I don't know why I find that to be so weird, but like a
I
cable
don't know how I
guy,
feel about that.
Wait, what?
The new thing they're trying to roll.
Walmart
Oh, go
is
ahead.
doing a new program coming up in the near future where it's Walmart. It's like Walmart delivery, where they're supposed to have their own company cars, kind of like the ice cream guys you see that was it Schwann's,
Okay.
where Walmart is supposed to do that. They're gonna have their own vehicle and you deliver the groceries and put them away for the customer.
No, thank you.
So you have like a body cam and everything, and it starts recording. You
No.
go into their house and you put away their groceries.
No, I first off, I
And
have very
both
specific.
Walmart and the customer have access to the footage to see what was going on.
First off, I have very specific places where my groceries need to be. Secondly, I don't want you can put that on the you can drop it right on the porch, or I will do what I like doing. Go to Walmart, have them put it in my trunk, and then I come home and bring it inside.
Except those bastards always slam the trunk shut.
Well, I for a little while they would always
They're
come up
aggressively go kabam.
for a little while. Maybe that's just because you work with
They don't do it to my car. They don't know me.
Oh. I for a little while they stopped doing it, but for a little while they would always come and hand me the eggs and the bread. And then they would put everything else in the trunk. Then they stopped doing that. But
They usually ask you if you want the eggs and the bread up by you so it doesn't get smooshed up. They're actually supposed to ask that question.
well, they don't.
They gave up.
They give up.
They've been defeated.
Yeah. Screw this guy and his beard. Hope your bread gets crushed.
But that's I really when you first told me that I was like, there's no way they're doing this, but now I finally saw it in one of the ads, like they're really gonna roll it out. Like it just that's so bizarre.
Yeah, and they want to try to keep the same drivers for the same customers to build that relationship. So if like a customer has like a dog or a cat, they want you to get familiar with the animal too. So it's like
I feel like this.
I'm just gonna bring treats with me.
I feel like this program is not gonna work. I don't like. I barely want my Amazon driver taking a picture of my house.
Yeah. And I mean, from a Walmart person's perspective, like, I don't want to go in someone's house either. Like,
No.
I don't want to go in there. Who knows what the state of it's going to be like? And I don't know. It's just weird, even
As
with the cam.
somebody who used to deliver mattresses for a living, I can tell you what the state of a lot of these houses are going to be.
Yeah.
I'd be fine. Driving it there and dropping it off, I wouldn't want to go in the house.
No. And I feel like you're setting yourself, I mean, even with the body cams, you're setting yourself up for stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I understand exactly why they're like immediately like all our drivers love body cams. Like, not gonna stop them from getting murdered.
I could see
Yeah.
maybe having this program for the elderly. Maybe. But
Yeah, I just
I'm
don't.
just like, no, thanks.
And I mean, I can't imagine that they're gonna pay well enough for me to want to have that job.
You get to drive around all day by yourself. What can be better?
I don't
Getting
know.
yelled at by the residents of the home as you're putting it into the
Yeah.
fridge incorrectly. Entrees on the left side, you dumbass.
I want them in the pantry by order in which they were discovered by man.
Yeah. Put it all on the counter and walk out. Your milk's in the fridge. The rest is up to you.
I want it all in the fridge by order and how I will eat it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see the list on the fridge? That's what's for dinner, top to bottom. All the
Since you're already
spaghetti
here,
stuff on the top shelf.
putting everything away, you want to go ahead and maybe cook it?
Yeah, that's.
Yeah, I mean, I guess maybe if they're like, we're gonna bring it in and put it on the counter. But even then, I wouldn't want you in my house.
Yeah.
But putting it away, that seems a bridge too far.
I get yelled at for putting away my own groceries wrong.
In your own house. Oh, odd.
I don't care. I just jam them wherever there's a spot. This fits here.
Well, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
Right,
Think
well
she
then.
do it wrong enough times and you don't have to do it anymore.
Well, I mean, there is that theory.
I kind of find it a little zen. Even the act of getting the groceries, I find to be zen. Unless someone runs into me that knows me from town and wants to small talk, and then it just ruins the whole experience. But other than that, it's kind of like I got my route. I know where everything is. Get to the checkout. I'm like, ah, I did something today.
Most times of the shop, I go to a completely different store.
Understandable.
I'm not
Smart.
going to mine. And then especially with the remodel coming up, no thanks.
Now, now because you have your pattern, are you one of these people that's going to get on Facebook and whine and complain when in 6 months they remodel the store and completely change where everything is on you?
I might. Just to
Just
get
want
dish it back a little bit.
because I saw one of my friends, and I'm not going to name the person. Not that I think this person listens, but in case they do, they were like, oh, it normally took me 45 minutes, but then Kroger redesigned everything. Now it takes me 90. Like, oh, I'm going to go ahead and tell you, I think I know why they did it, because now they had you in there for 90 minutes instead of 45.
It
And I'm,
doubled
yeah.
your trip.
And I bet you bought some stuff you didn't plan on. Yeah,
That's what they do.
that's true.
That's why they do it.
Yeah. I remember a lot of people bitching to me about that in produce. It was just like, hey, I didn't try to like order this. Like it wasn't my idea. What the
Yeah,
hell? Leave me alone.
it's the season.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's just I remember those days. Not I don't remember them fondly, so I will never go back. All right
No.
then. Well, unless anybody else has anything else to vamp about and stretch
Nope.
this out and pull that taffy.
I don't think so.
Right. I think it goes without saying that for everybody who filled out a bracket this year, just remember, stupid never walks alone.
Comic books have been around for almost a century, and in the last two decades, we've finally gotten to see many of these characters brought to life in movies and on TV. On the Moving Panels podcast, we discuss movies and TV shows based on, inspired by, and adapted from the world of comic books. Join me and my guests as we discuss both the good and the bad from Marvel, DC, and even some of the lesser-known comic book companies. Learn what is and isn't from the comics, as well as our nerdy review of the movie or show. New episodes drop every Monday, and you can find us wherever you listen to podcasts. So join us for Moving Panels, and I'll see you on the other side of the page.
Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and listen to an 80s flick flashback podcast once in a while, you could miss it. Do you love movies of a certain age? Do you miss the days of VHS tapes, VCRs, and the video rental stores? Does the thought of another 80s movie being remade seem inconceivable? My name is Tim Williams. I'm the creator and host of the 80s Flick Flashback Podcast. On each episode, I'm joined by guest co-host to discuss one of the many movies released in the 1980s. We share our first-time watch memories, our favorite scenes, and even learn some behind-the-scenes stories about the cast and crew along the way. New episodes are released every other Friday on your favorite podcasting platform. So make like a tree, get out of here, and go listen to an excellent episode of the 80s Flick Flashback Podcast. The ad is over. Go home. Go.